It really wasn't that long ago that running ads on ChatGPT felt like trying to get into this exclusive invite-only VIP club.
Oh, absolutely. The velvet rope was very real.
Right. You'd hear whispers about other big brands doing it, but unless you were bringing massive, I mean truly massive, upfront financial commitments to the table, the bouncers just weren't letting you in.
Yeah, you're standing out in the cold.
Exactly. But suddenly they've just thrown those doors wide open. With the launch of their new self-serve ads manager, pretty much any eligible business can walk right in and start building a campaign.
And honestly, the conversation in the marketing world has completely shifted almost overnight because of this democratization.
It's a huge deal.
It is. We've
Yeah.
moved past that sort of theoretical debate of, whether we should even run ads in an AI chat interface. Now it's this very urgent, very practical question of how to actually execute them without making incredibly costly mistakes.
And that execution piece is exactly what we are getting into today. To help you navigate all of this, we're pulling from a really comprehensive step-by-step campaign setup guide.
Yeah, the one created by Stoppa Studios.
Right, Saga Studios, they're a PPC and ChatGPT ads management agency. And our mission for you on this deep dive is to basically shortcut your learning curve.
Which you definitely need with this platform.
For sure. We want to move you past just the basic, button-clicking setup and into the underlying mechanics, how to build, track, and optimize these campaigns so you are maximizing your budget right from day one.
What's fascinating here is that this isn't just a technical software tutorial. We are looking at a fundamental shift in how digital advertising even
Yeah,
functions.
the whole foundation is changing.
Right, because for decades, the industry has been built on targeting static search queries. A user types a specific phrase, hits enter, and you show them a relevant ad.
Highly transactional.
Exactly. But with ChatGPT, we are leaving the static search bar behind entirely. We are targeting dynamic living conversations. So the entire paradigm of how we understand user intent is just changing.
Okay, let's unpack this setup process because before we can dive into the psychology of advertising inside a fluid dialogue, we really have to talk about getting past that velvet rope.
Yes, the bouncers are still checking IDs.
They are. The doors are open, but the entry process is remarkably strict. You can't just, dive in and start drafting a campaign on a whim.
No, not at all.
You need a specific set of prerequisites, and it starts with an OpenAI account that preferably uses a work or enterprise email. Not just your personal Gmail address.
Right. And you also have to submit your legal business name, your website URL, your logo, and your specific industry category before you even get to see the dashboard.
It's a lot of upfront info.
It is, but OpenAI is fiercely protective of the user experience inside their chat window. They use all those initial business details for brand safety classification.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, they want to ensure no bad actors or, deceptive shell companies are putting messages in front of their users.
Which means you also need a verified payment method ready to go right away. So Visa, MasterCard, or Amex.
Or invoicing, if you're a heavy hitter.
Right. If you're spending over $10,000 a month, you can request invoicing. But for everyone else putting in a credit card, expect a temporary $100 authorization hold during that billing setup.
Yeah, that $100 charge always catches people off guard.
It totally does. It's a standard bank check, it gets released, but if you don't know it's coming, it can definitely cause a moment of panic when you check your statement.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, the real panic actually comes from what happens after you input that information.
Oh, the permanent settings?
Exactly. Setting up this account requires a level of permanence that catches a lot of seasoned marketers off guard. When you create your advertiser account, the country or region, the billing currency, and the time zone you select are entirely irreversible.
Irreversible. I always look at this initial setup like pouring concrete.
That is a perfect analogy.
Yeah, because if you make a mistake while it's wet, you can't just wipe it away later. It sets completely permanently. So if you accidentally select the wrong time zone, your reporting data and your campaign scheduling are going to be permanently out of sync with your actual workday.
And there is literally no settings menu to go in and fix it later.
You're just stuck.
You are. You would literally have to abandon the account and start over. And there's actually another trap during this initial verification phase.
Oh, the logo matching trap.
Yes. Once you are granted access, you have to input your account name and logo in the settings. And the mechanical requirement here is that these elements must match your ad unit exactly as they will appear to the end user.
Exact match. No exceptions.
None. If there is a discrepancy, even a small one, between your account level logo and the logo on your actual ad, The system simply refuses to serve the ad.
It's such a tiny detail.
Yeah.
But it completely breaks the campaign before it even starts. And, you know, keep in mind, none of this is instantaneous either.
Right. You're going into a queue.
Exactly. Your setup goes through a system called Persona, which checks your details against OpenAI's ads policies. And it's a rolling review queue. So if you are planning to launch a campaign for, say, a big product release next month, you need to be pouring this concrete and getting in that review queue today.
Yeah, you cannot do this the night before.
No way. So let's say you get through the queue, your concrete is poured perfectly, and your account is verified.
Time to launch an ad, right?
Right. The immediate instinct for almost everyone is to just jump right into the campaign builder and launch something just to see it working.
Which is a terrible idea.
The worst. Launching before you lay down your tracking plumbing is literally the fastest way to burn through your budget without learning anything at all.
Because if you don't know what happens after the user clicks the ad, you are flying completely blind.
Exactly. The Scopic guide is incredibly firm on this.
Mm-hmm.
Your tracking must be live and verified before the campaign starts. So you go in, you create a data source in the Ads Manager, and you're given options for how to send conversion events back to OpenAI.
Right, you've got the OpenAI Pixel, the Silverside Conversions API, or a combination of both.
So for someone trying to visualize this right now,
mm-hmm.
what's the actual difference between those two mechanisms?
Okay, so the OpenAI Pixel is a small piece of code that lives right on your website. It runs in the user's web browser. It basically watches for actions, like someone making a purchase, and then sends a signal back.
But browsers are getting strict about that, right?
Very. Browsers are increasingly blocking these tracking scripts for privacy reasons. That's where the server-side conversions API comes in. It bypasses the user's browser entirely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it allows your website's main server to talk directly to OpenAI's server and just say, hey, this user just bought something.
Okay, so using both sounds like the absolute best way to ensure you don't miss any data. But that introduces a massive risk, doesn't it? If both the Pixel and the server-side API report the same exact purchase, aren't you essentially telling OpenAI that two sales happened when there was really only one?
That is exactly the trap. If you run both systems, you absolutely must configure them to use the same event ID.
Event ID.
Right. When OpenAI receives a signal from the Pixel and a signal from the server-side API, and they both share the identical event ID, it knows to deduplicate them. It merges them into a single conversion.
Okay, so they don't double count.
Exactly. But if you fail to use that matching ID, you double count your conversions. And that artificially inflates your success metrics and feeds terrible optimization data back into the AI.
It ruins the whole model.
Yeah.
And the actual mechanism OpenAI uses to tie a click to a conversion is really unique, too. They use this identifier called an OPREF, and that's spelled OPPREF.
Right, the OPREF.
It stands for OpenAI Click Reference. When someone clicks your ad inside ChatGPT, OpenAI just tacks this random string of characters onto the end of your landing page URL.
That OPREF code is basically the golden thread. When the user lands on your site, the OpenAI Pixel captures that OPREF and stores it in a first-party cookie.
And a first-party cookie is important because
It just means the memory is created and stored by your specific website, making it much more resilient against ad blockers than those old third-party trackers.
Got it.
But the critical responsibility for the advertiser here is preserving that OPREF parameter through any URL redirects.
Oh, right. Because redirects can strip it.
Exactly. If your site automatically redirects a user to a different page and strips that tracking code out of the URL before the Pixel even catches it, the connection is completely severed. You lose the tracking entirely.
The documentation we're looking at also notes something else about URLs. It says that dynamic UTM macros aren't supported yet, only static ones.
Yeah, that's a bit of a pain point.
For anyone who lives in their analytics dashboards, what is the practical impact of that limitation?
When a dynamic macro automatically injects the specific campaign or ad group name into your URL when a user clicks, because that's currently unsupported on ChatGPT ads, you have to manually hard code your UTM parameters for every single ad variant.
Every single one.
Yep. So if you are running 50 different ad variations, you are typing out 50 unique tracking URLs. It requires very meticulous bookkeeping.
Which leads to a very relatable scenario, I think. Imagine you do all this manual setup. You have your OpenAI Ads Manager open on one monitor and your Google Analytics for your GA4 dashboard open on the other monitor. OpenAI says you have 50 conversions, but GA4 says you only have 30.
The classic dashboard mismatch.
Right. The immediate reaction is panic. You're like, did I break the tracking? Did I drop the OPREF somewhere?
Discrepancies between platforms are the universal nightmare of digital marketing. But I have to say, they are completely normal here.
Why is that?
These platforms just play by fundamentally different rules. They use different attribution windows, for one, meaning how many days after a click they still take credit for a sale. They might also be operating on completely different time zones.
Oh, like the concrete setting we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Furthermore, OpenAI utilizes something called modeled measurement.
Modeled measurement.
Yeah. When explicit tracking signals are blocked by a user's browser, OpenAI uses machine learning to model and estimate those missing conversions based on aggregate data. GA4 handles deduplication and modeling differently, so the two numbers are almost never going to align perfectly.
Wow. Okay. That is a massive relief. Okay, so our concrete foundation is poured, our tracking plumbing is perfectly laid out, we're properly deduplicating our signals. Now we can finally start making decisions about how the system actually spends our money.
The fun part.
Exactly. And the architecture of a ChatGPT campaign follows a strict three-level hierarchy. You've got the campaign level at the top, the ad group level in the middle, and the ad level at the bottom.
Right. And that top campaign level is where you establish your absolute boundaries. You define your location targeting here, which is actually surprisingly granular.
Yeah, it goes pretty deep.
It does. You can target all the way down to a specific DMA, a designated market area, or even individual postal codes where they're available. You also set your start and end dates here. But the absolute most critical decisions you make at this level are your objective and your budget.
Right. For objectives, you are forced to choose between CPM, which optimizes for just sheer reach and impressions.
Mm.
Then there's CPC, which optimizes for clicks. Or OCPC, which optimizes for conversion-focused actions.
And here is the catch with those.
There's always a catch.
Your objective cannot be changed after the campaign is created.
It's locked. But why lock that down? Like, why can't I just pivot to conversions if my reach campaign isn't driving any sales?
Because you have to remember, you are instructing a machine learning model on how to build its neural pathways for this specific campaign. From the very first impression, the AI is analyzing patterns based on the specific goal you gave it.
Ah, so it's learning a specific game.
Exactly. If you tell it to find cheap clicks, it builds a massive, complex model just for that.
Yeah.
If you suddenly switch the goal to high-value conversions, the entire predictive model it just spent a week building becomes completely useless.
That makes sense?
Yeah, you have to start over from scratch with a brand new campaign so the AI can build a new model.
Okay, and the budget settings have a very similar one-way door too. In the US, the absolute minimum spend is $25 per day, per campaign. Mm-hmm. You can set that as a daily budget, or you can set a lifetime campaign total budget.
Right.
If you start with a campaign total budget, the system actually allows you to switch it to a daily budget later on.
Mm-hmm.
But once you make that switch to daily, it is entirely irreversible. You can never go back to a lifetime budget.
These permanent settings force you to be incredibly intentional. You really cannot treat this platform like a sandbox where you just click around and figure it out as you go. You will waste money.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Once your budget and objectives are completely locked in, you move down to the ad group level. This is where you tell the AI who it should actually show your ads to.
Mm-hmm.
And this requires a total unlearning of everything we've been taught by Google Ads.
A complete unlearning, yes.
If you take your list of exact match Google keywords, copy them, and just paste them into ChatGPT as targeting parameters, you are going to fail miserably.
You are, because at the ad group level, you don't use exact match keywords. You input what OpenAI calls context hints.
Context hints.
Yes. A context hint does not guarantee your ad will appear simply because a user typed that specific word. The AI evaluates your hints, but it combines them with the ongoing context of the user's chat, the content of your landing page, and your ad copy to make this holistic matching decision.
I think the best way to visualize this difference is to think of Google Ads like a vending machine.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. The user punches in an exact code, say A4 for accounting software, and you, the advertiser, deliver the exact snack they asked for. It's highly transactional.
You get what you punch in.
Right. But ChatGPT ads operate more like a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't targeting a standalone word. You were targeting the theme, the problem, and the underlying need the user is actively exploring in a fluid conversation.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it fundamentally changes the job of the media buyer. You really have to translate those static, transactional keywords into actual human situations.
Give me an example of that.
Sure. So you aren't bidding on the isolated phrase invoice software. You are providing a context hint for an evolving conversation where someone might be saying, I'm spending 10 hours every single week manually entering receipts into spreadsheets, and I'm looking for a way to automate this workflow.
That's a huge difference in intent. And because the AI is looking at that entire theme, the source material actually advises keeping your ad groups incredibly focused. You need to build your context hints around one clear intent area.
Yes, laser focus.
If you try to mix 5 completely different use cases for your software into a single ad group, the AI just isn't going to have a clear signal of when it's appropriate to jump into a conversation with your solution.
And when the AI finally does identify that perfect consultative moment, the next hurdle is what you actually put on the screen.
Right, the creative.
Exactly. This happens at the ad level, which is the very bottom of the architecture. And the creative parameters here are extremely tight.
Super tight.
You include your advertiser name, your logo, a title between 16 and 24 characters, ad copy maxing out at around 50 characters, and a single small square image.
50 characters. It's essentially a whisper. It's incredibly constrained compared to the massive banners and auto-playing videos you see on other platforms.
But that constraint is entirely by design. OpenAI does not want flashy, distracting creative interrupting a quiet, productive chat session. They want the ad to feel entirely native to that text-heavy environment.
Which makes your copywriting strategy absolutely vital. The Scopic documentation emphasizes that you must write for the moment. The user is in the middle of thinking through a complex problem. You cannot just hit them with a loud, generic slogan.
Right. Copy like transform your business today is completely empty.
It means nothing.
It interrupts the consultation without adding any value to the user. Instead, OpenAI wants specific, benefit-focused copy that directly answers the problem the user is discussing right then.
Something like automate invoice processing with AI.
Exactly. It explains exactly what you do and why it's useful in that specific moment.
And because you are relying on the AI to interpret these conversational contexts, you really have to test multiple creative angles. You need distinct value propositions in every ad group, not just, you know, minor tweaks to punctuation or changing one adjective.
Real variations.
Exactly. And for advertisers working at scale, OpenAI provides a campaign schema template that allows for bulk uploads, which is a massive operational time saver when you're building out dozens of variants.
But testing multiple variants requires data, and gathering data requires patience, which brings us to a massive psychological hurdle that the Scopic Guide specifically calls out.
Oh, the day 7 mistake.
Yes, the day 7 mistake. Do not cut your pilot campaigns at day 7.
It's so hard not to, though.
Yeah.
Modern digital marketers are just addicted to real-time dashboards. We expect instant gratification.
We really do.
When a campaign launches and the initial returns over those first few days aren't stellar, the immediate emotional response is to just pull the plug and save the budget.
But the platform explicitly states that the machine learning models need time to gain traction. They need to explore different conversational contexts and gather statistically significant performance data.
So if you pause on day 3 just because you're nervous, you are literally stopping the AI right in the middle of its learning phase.
Exactly. True optimization is not reacting to a slow Tuesday. True optimization is strategically shifting your budget away from underperforming ad groups only after meaningful data validates that decision.
And to protect you from your own panic, I think the best advice is to set your decision rules before you ever hit launch.
Yes, write them down.
Literally. If you don't define your threshold for pausing a campaign in advance, your emotions will make the decision for you. You have to decide on day 0. I will not pause this ad until it has spent X amount of dollars and generated at least Y number of clicks.
It completely removes the emotion from the equation.
Totally.
You let the preset rules guide your optimization rather than the inevitable short-term performance fluctuations that happen with any new ad platform.
So what does this all mean for you as an advertiser? Stepping back and looking at this entire ecosystem, it's clear that ChatGPT has opened a revolutionary new frontier.
It's massive.
But success here demands absolute technical precision. You really have to perfect your off-pref tracking, you have to deduplicate your server signals, and respect those unforgiving irreversible account settings.
The concrete.
Yes, the concrete. But more importantly, it demands a total shift in your marketing mindset. You have to stop trying to catch rigid keywords in a vending machine and start optimizing for conversational intent.
You know, this shift to conversational intent raises a really profound question about the future of this platform.
What's that?
Well, we've established that OpenAI serves an ad based on the ongoing context of a living dialogue, right?
Right.
But human conversations are notoriously unpredictable. What happens to an advertiser's carefully crafted message if a user's prompt suddenly shifts in tone?
Oh, wow.
Imagine a user starts with a practical business question about, say, calculating their quarterly tax burden. The AI sees that intent and queues up your accounting software ad.
Perfect timing.
But before it serves, the user's next prompt is deeply distressed. They say they are losing sleep, their business is failing, and they don't know how to survive the month. The context has instantly changed from practical to highly emotional.
Oh, wow. And your ad is just sitting there.
Exactly. Because you are advertising inside a fluid dialogue, the context isn't a static web page, it's a moving target. How might your brand's message be completely recontextualized or even take on an unintended, totally insensitive tone when the emotional temperature of the conversation changes in a split second?
Wow. That is a fascinating challenge to leave you all with. You aren't just placing an ad on a billboard anymore. You are literally stepping into a room where someone is actively processing their thoughts, and you just have to hope the AI reads the room correctly.
It's a completely different level of advertising psychology.
It really is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you take these insights, lay down your tracking plumbing, pour your concrete carefully, and start exploring this incredible new frontier in your own campaigns. Until next time.